The central mystery of our faith is the Paschal mystery, which is the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus intends the apostles and the disciples that he sends out to go and preach, even before it happens. Preaching the word of God is what brings about the great change in the hearts of so many. That Jesus will die, but that he will also rise from the dead changes everything and opens up the kingdom of heaven. We hear the word of God preached by Ezra to the people in the first readings. And at first we can see that it has the effect of making them cry. They're very attentive as he opens up the scroll in front of them. But then it's the job of the Levites and Ezra and Nehemiah and all of them to help the people to realize that it's not simply for weeping that this word is being preached to them, but what? Rejoicing. Rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. And so as the gospel is announced, the Paschal mystery is revealed, there is something to weep about, and that is that Jesus suffered and died, the passion and death of Christ. But to come full circle with the Paschal mystery, we need to remember that he rises from the dead. And this is what makes following his commandments acceptable and even a joy in our hearts. And so the words from the psalm, "The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart," starts to make sense. Who wants laws? Who wants precepts in their lives? Nobody. I want to be free. But it makes sense when you put it into the context of the Paschal mystery. Jesus is suffering, death, and resurrection. They all go together. It's one moment. And it is what we celebrate at this Mass and every Mass. Let us allow that Paschal mystery to take over in our lives so that real joyful change can begin to happen in our lives. We prepare our hearts to receive Jesus in this celebration of the Paschal mystery.